Welcome. This is James Spinney speaking. You're listening to another rant from My Small Biz University and My Small Biz Web Hosting. And I'm going to talk about something today that is near and dear to my heart, and it's because it's something that I've struggled with for quite a while. And, you know, struggle is a pretty strong word, but I think you're actually seeing this struggle in the market, and it's actually reflected in the kind of offers that you get from traditional marketers who seem to be of high value, high business value marketers who are either falling by the wayside or disappearing. And the question becomes, are they really disappearing? And are the ones that perhaps you may have heard of in the past that you don't hear of so often because they're not launching all the time, have they made the transition or have they made the leap? And it's kind of interesting because today I'm out in the backyard and a little bit of sun. It's the beginning of June. Got a nice little rant happening here. And there's another launch on, the launch of the day, where something appears to be given away for free. And of course, it isn't given away for free, but it appears to be given away for free. It's the latest and greatest, bestest launch of the week. And I sit here and I think about that and I go, well, where are all these other marketers? All of the names that we used to recognize who were either great authors or speakers or created products and services that, you know, that you had to have. Where are they? Well, one of the things I've noticed is that many of them are now in the seminar business. Many of them are in the seminar business, and that's a business model. That's one of the things that we talk about a great deal in Hub and Spoke Marketing is understanding the business model. And you'll see that many of the large marketers who were or made their, you know, sort of cut their teeth selling information products are now in the seminar business. And you'll see that they run seminars on a regular basis. And in fact, I would suggest that most of their income comes from the seminars and that they back end or earn additional revenues with the information products that they're creating as a result of the seminars. So that's kind of one thing to notice. The other thing is that you wonder, well, where did all these other people go? How come there's no new products from them? Where did they disappear to? And this is kind of an interesting thing, and I think what you're seeing, well, I know what you're seeing, is you're seeing the transition to real business. And a lot of times what's happened is people who made their name or started out making a name for themselves in what was, you know, called the internet marketing world, they're no longer in that world exclusively, and in fact, they've transitioned into real businesses and real markets. And what does that involve? Well, that involves all sorts of different approaches to infrastructure and the relationship that you have with the customers. See, what often happens if you look at some of the relationships now with the launch of the week program is that, you know, if you've been around long enough, I want you to think about this. If you've been around long enough, a couple of years, you'll see that the launches that are coming out now, some of the launches are in fact rehashes of the launches that came out 2 years ago. It's like there's a cycle to the internet marketing cycle or the small business growth cycle, and it's everyone just launches a product in whatever appears to be hot, whether it be social networking or product creation or keywords or AdSense income or website building. It's like everyone launches in a particular section of or area of the business and not putting a whole picture together. Now, those that do put a whole picture together, the most of them are what they're doing is they're going to a seminar model where they're getting paid for live gigs. Live seminars, they may run 1, 2, 3, 4 a year, but they enjoy speaking either themselves or bringing a group of people in to speak. And these particular individuals, their business now is about selling seminar seats. It's the bums and seats model, which has been around for ages, and they just back end all of this bums and seat, or actually promote the bums and seat model with the internet, their existing sites, traffics, and email lists. So I just want you to keep your eye open to, you know, what the larger players are doing or not doing, and think about what it is the real business that they're in and how have they got themselves set up. And, you know, I'm not immune to this either. I've been around for quite a while now, and specifically online for a long time now. My business has been going through all sorts of changes, just the same as everyone else. And, in fact, I think the real move is to something that becomes a little more simple. A little more simple. In fact, what I've done is I've got my business set up now is that, you know, I don't really focus selling too much on products. My information products. I have 70-some sites. each with an information product available for sale on it. Sure, they get business, but you don't see me emailing about them every day. I don't go out and promote them every day. I could, like everyone else, but I don't. What I'm promoting now is something pretty simple. I want to give you all of my information products. I want to give you every course, but I've got to get paid for it in some way. And the way that I've set up my business now is that basically if you have a hosting account, if you host a website with us through mysmallbizwebhosting.com, you get access to all of our information. Pretty straightforward. It's hosting is something that everyone needs, and we've priced it at a very competitive rate, but we've included every single information product that we've done. So whether it's Get Ranked First on Google, or How to Build a Joomla Membership Site, or List Marketing Secrets, or How to Start a Newsletter, or How to Read Faces, or How to Do Sales Letters, or How to Build the List, How to Do Joint Ventures, How to Create Your Own Product, How to Do Webcasts and Videos, How to Master WordPress, Joomla, Membership Sites, all of those courses that are available individually at over $100 each are available to you for free as long as you've got a hosting account with us. So pretty straightforward. All you have to do is open up a hosting account and you're good to go. Now, why is that my model? Well, because I don't want to do the seminar model. I don't want to do the big live coaching model, which that's really, really expensive. And I've got lots of people now who have been in coaching programs where they've paid $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 to have a young Padawan, the apprentice for someone, talk to them on the phone once a week for half an hour, but the apprentice that's supposed to be coaching them has never built a website themselves, or have never been successful online, or never created their own product, or don't have their own list, but they're reading from a cheat sheet to go ahead and say, yeah, this is the way to do it, because the person that told me how to do it said this is the way to do it. So you'll see a lot of really expensive coaching programs. I didn't want to focus on that specifically, and I don't want to do all the coaching live myself to a bunch of individuals, so I've created all these videos. That's what I've made available to you. And basically, all you need is a hosting account to get things going. So I've tried to do it pretty straightforward. If you're interested in finding out more about it, all you have to do is go to My Small Biz Web Hosting and open up a hosting account. You get access to every single course I've done and every single course that I do in the future, as long as you have a hosting account. That's it. That's all. Real simple. So if you want to go find out about it, certainly go and check it out, My Small Biz Web Hosting. I look forward to seeing you inside and become part of the community, which is, of course, free to join, where we have discussion boards, forums, all sorts of places where you can start doing adding information to your face page and networking with other people, entrepreneurs, small business owners who are just like you that want to find out how to start and build a real business. This is James Moody speaking. Hope you enjoyed this little rant. Keep your eyes open and the pedal to the metal, and you'll be good to go. Look forward to chatting with you soon. Thanks.